here's a story from The World.
The Senate in Brazil is beginning an official investigation today into President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the pandemic. April has been Brazil's deadliest month so far. More than 70,000 people have died from COVID-19. On top of that grim statistic, hunger and unemployment are also on the rise. As Michael Fox explains in this report, the pandemic has impacted Black communities in Brazil harder than any other group.
The Parque das Missões Favela on the north side of Rio de Janeiro is a maze of shacks on the banks of the polluted Pavuna River, just across the bay from Galeão International Airport. The majority of residents are Black. Most work in the informal sector, street vendors, domestic workers, or hairdressers. But that's been hard under COVID-19.
Elas estão sobrevivendo.
People are just surviving, says Fabiana da Silva. Unemployment has risen a lot. She lived there for years, and she's the director of a local group that's provided residents with weekly donations of non-perishable goods. It's a lifeline for many in the community. People don't have money, she says. The government is providing an emergency stipend, but it's not even enough to pay for cooking gas. Without gas, you don't eat, or you spend your money on food and you cook over the fire, putting your home and your children at risk. That's the reality for many families. More than 40 million Brazilians don't have enough to eat, according to a recent report. Unemployment is over 14%. There are people who are hungry. That's the message repeated in this ad, which was launched last month by Brazil's Black Coalition for Rights. The group is raising funds to provide food and cleaning products for hundreds of thousands of families in poor communities around Brazil. It's an attempt to respond to the dire needs of many Brazilians and counter the structural racism and inequality that has long plagued the country. More than half of Brazilians are of African descent. Three-quarters of Brazil's poor are Black or brown, and they have felt the brunt of the pandemic more than any other population. Black Brazilians have died from COVID-19 in greater numbers, 30% more than whites in 2020, according to research from AfroSebrap, a Sao Paulo-based investigative center for race, gender, and racial justice. They've produced 8 reports about racial inequality under COVID-19. Marcia Lima is the director. She says, we have a lot of racial inequality in terms of accessing health, because the Black population is who most depends on Brazil's public healthcare system. And in the period before the pandemic, there were huge cuts to funding. Lima also explains that high-end health services like ICUs aren't equally distributed across Brazilian cities, so it takes Brazil's poor and Black communities 3 to 4 times as long to reach help. She says, people are forced to take public transportation. They're forced to take it when it's packed. And because of the traffic conditions, they have to spend a lot of time in these buses. This is an enormous means of infection. On the north side of Rio is another favela, Jacarezinho. Cinder block homes, narrow streets. Rita Helena Bojet has been a primary doctor there for 6 years. She's seen everything from coronavirus patients to people who have lost their jobs and can't feed their families. She says, we know that the Black population has more of a chance of getting seriously ill from COVID-19 because of the high levels of diabetes and hypertension in Black communities. She pins much of the blame on President Jair Bolsonaro, who has long denied the seriousness of the pandemic and called for the economy to remain open despite the risk to many people's lives, and in particular, the lives of Brazil's poor. She says, if we look at the majority of essential and informal workers in Brazil, the majority are Black, but they haven't been prioritized in the national vaccination plan. So the choices of who we prioritize to vaccinate first says a lot about Bolsonaro's policies of death. It says a lot about the bodies that we're going to let die. As of late March, white Brazilians had received 2 times as many vaccinations as Black Brazilians. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.
PRX.